I put my hands everywhere you are. Close to you in relationship, in fellowship, in intimacy. Thank you, Master. Lift the hands high. Jesus. His hands high and whispering the name Jesus. Let your power flow tonight. Heal someone tonight. Deliver somebody tonight. Thank you, Master. Thank you for visitations. Thank you for encounters. And thank you for deliverances. We worship you, Lord. Be glorified, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. As you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. I welcome everyone here tonight to the auspicious presence of the Lord. I believe that this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We started the subject on the necessity of vision. The necessity and profit of vision. And this will be part three. Our objective has been understanding why vision is necessary. Why it is necessary, profitable, and valuable to live with vision. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 said, where there is no vision, the people perish. What is the meaning of that? It means that vision is critical for both for life, both in quality and durability. The quality of a person's life is anchored on vision. Durability of life is also anchored on vision. And we are going to continue from where we stopped last week. We have seen 10 profit of vision so far. The first one we saw was said that vision gives beauty to life. Then we saw that vision gives meaning to life. Then we saw
that vision gives drive to life. And then we saw that vision brings order and discipline to life. And then we saw that vision brings focus to life and delivers from distraction. That was two Wednesdays ago. Last Wednesday, we continue with point number 6. That vision brings life out of darkness. And then vision causes a life to become an illumination. And then vision bets optimism, enthusiasm, positivism. People of vision are enthusiastic and positivistic. They are optimistic. 9, we saw that vision brings speed to life. And 10, vision brings transformation. It changes something inside people. We're going to number 11 now for tonight. Vision brings wisdom. Vision brings wisdom. People of vision are people of wisdom. In Matthew chapter 6 and in verse 22, it said, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be single, your body, whole body, shall be full of light. It is the singleness of the eye that is called vision. And light equals wisdom. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 13. Light equals wisdom. It said, then I saw that wisdom excelled folly as far as light excelled darkness. So wisdom equals light and foolishness equals darkness. In Daniel chapter 5 verse 11, they were describing Daniel as a man who had light and wisdom and understanding. So, wisdom, singleness of focus, singleness of the eye is vision, and light is wisdom. So, people of vision are people of wisdom. Joseph was a man of vision. In Genesis chapter 37, from verse 7 to verse 9, we saw the dreams of Joseph. And then we shift to Genesis chapter 42, and in verse 19, we saw 39. We see in that place how Pharaoh began to say, 40:39, I believe. Can we find such a man as this? A man in... For as much as God has shown you all this, there is none wiser. 41:39, sorry. There is none wiser and discreet than thee. So we see Joseph, the man of vision, as Joseph, the man of wisdom. You look at another example, David. David was a man of vision. David was a man who saw the days of Christ from his day. In fact, he saw Jesus seated on the right hand of the Father from his own day. In Psalm 110 verse 1, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That was the kind of vision David had. He could see the day of Christ from his day. And in 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 20, David was described as a man who had wisdom like the wisdom of an angel of God. He said, to fetch about this form of speech, has thy servant Joab done this thing? And my Lord is wise. The woman was referring to David. According to the wisdom of an angel of God, to know all the things that are in the earth. Show me a man of vision, I will show you a man of wisdom. Show me a woman of vision, I will show you a woman of wisdom. And the area of your vision is the area of your wisdom. Every area you have vision, in that area, wisdom opens up as to how to achieve that vision. Light comes for those who have singleness of eye.
Every area you have a vision, in that area, the wisdom opens up for the vision to come to pass. My vision was to have a hitch-free marriage before I got married. And it became clear to me what to do for such a life to be possible. Hitch-free, struggle-free, stress-free, quarrel-free, confrontation-free. Am I communicating? The area of your vision is the area of your wisdom. Now listen to this as I conclude on this. It is confirmed that visionlessness most times equals senselessness. Most visionless people are also senseless people. When you see them behave, you'll be wondering. You see them manifest, you'll be wondering. Young boy, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 year old. No vision for his life. He's so senseless. Adult man, 51, 53, 55 year old. No vision for his life and for his children and so forth. He's just so senseless. Visionlessness is senselessness. Visionlessness is aimlessness. Beloved, when you step into the world of vision, you have stepped into the arena of wisdom. Number 12, vision uncovers opportunities. Vision unveils or uncovers opportunities. So the man of vision is the man of opportunities. The woman of vision is never lacking in opportunities. Vision open your eyes to opportunities. Just opens your eyes to opportunities. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, David had the vision of pulling down Goliath. But Goliath was a formidable force. Goliath was covered, was just covered, armed to the teeth. Every part of Goliath, the chest was covered, the hand was covered, the back was, everywhere was covered. An armored bearer even went before Goliath. Everybody saw Goliath as impossible to handle. I mean, even if you shot an arrow, you shot anything, there is nowhere. There is nowhere. Every part of his body was protected. But when David got the vision of pulling down Goliath, that vision opened his eyes to see a portion of Goliath that was not covered, the unprotected forehead. And he had been a sharp shooter before. So he saw that forehead as a window of opportunity by vision. Others had no vision to pull him down at all. But just David said, I kept my father's sheep. 1 Samuel 17, 24 to 37. You might not read that, you can write them down. I kept my father's sheep, and a lion came, a bear came. I pulled them down. And this one, circumcised Philistine, will be like one of those. And in verse 49, he accomplished his feat. David put his hand in his bag and took down a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. And fulfilled that vision. Listen to this. Vision causes your eyes to see opportunities that ordinary eyes don't see. It causes a man's eyes to see opportunities that the ordinary eye can't see. Whether it is money-making opportunity, ministry impact opportunity, opportunity for whatever you are, it causes your eyes to see opportunities. That others can't see. Is God speaking to someone here at all? Vision causes you to identify opportunities for the realization of itself.
When you are a man of vision, the vision you have will make you to see the opportunities that will cause the same vision to come to pass.
Somebody say loud amen.
Somebody say louder amen. Other people saw Goliath as too big to handle. David saw Goliath as too easy. Okay, say it this way. This man is too big to kill. That's other people. For David, this man is too big to miss. The open door on his forehead is too big. Listen. Vision makes people see opportunities where others see adversity. In the midst of adversity, a man of vision will see opportunity. Vision makes people to see possibilities where others see impossibilities. Listen to me. If you don't have vision, even if you run away from Nigeria to anywhere in the world, foreign delegates, don't think I'm attacking you. Well, you have come from different countries. Doesn't matter where you run to. If you don't have vision, life is the same. Am I communicating? I am convinced that anywhere I go in the world, anywhere, by His mercies, because of the things I see and the things I know and the things I understand, anything will flourish and germinate anywhere. The last time we went to London before the COVID, the place we used was like a basketball court or something with overflow. People sat on the floor. There was no seat in London for people to sit in an all-night meeting. Sat on the floor, sat outside. I remember because a woman spoke to me the other day. She came here the other day. She said, I was one of those who sat on the floor in that meeting where there was no seat. That is the place where if 100 people went to church in those days, it was a big crowd. Am I communicating? Vision makes you. If God say you are a billionaire, in a country where they say there is no money, you will see the billions there. I heard from Miles Monroe of blessed memory. Two men went to India in the 60s, around the middle 60s, like the 65, 60, from America. They went on tour, like, I think high school or something. And two of them, one saw very abject, terrible poverty. Because all the Indians were on their feet, were barefoot, walking on the ground. No shoes, nothing. Another guy saw and said, wow, it's all right, the picture is okay. Another guy said, wow, this is an opportunity to help these people. Let me make affordable footwear for them. So he went back to America with the vision of making plastic, or is it rubber? What do we call it now? Rubber sports slippers and footwear for them that was affordable for them to buy. This guy became a major, I've forgotten the name, I'll look for it. He became a millionaire on the spot. He met the need of the people, impacted them, produced impact, and went away with income. The people thanked him for giving them shoes. And he was grateful that he saw a need. Where the other guy went home, pitying them, that they are poor people. This man went home with opportunity. Vision makes you to see the unseeable, to hear the inaudible. Let me say it like this. All of us look, but not all of us see the same thing. The difference is vision. It is possible to be looking without seeing. All of us listen, but not all of us hear the same thing. We can be inside the same service and not hear the same thing. The difference is what you are looking out for. I told you the story many years ago. as a young man, 18 years old, 19 years, 20, 21, I was burning with passion to win the world. Lord, I want to affect my generation. I cannot live and die without affecting. That was the burning in my heart. Prayer for hours, 7 hours, nonstop. Fasting, 7 days, no food. Then we're in the fellowship in the university. And a man came from India. They called him the Billy Graham of India in those days. And he was telling a story. And my ears were always open to those kind of stories. He said there is a young Nigerian man in China who planted about 100,000 underground cells and churches. In those days, church was forbidden in China. But this young man, he said he planted 100,000 underground churches in China. The Indian man was talking. And he concluded, he said, Nigeria, the world is waiting for you. Wow. That shot through me like an arrow. My world is waiting for me. Then I have to invade my world and take it. Immediately I tapped the person beside me. I said, did you hear what that man said? The guy said, what did he say? I said, what he said about Nigeria, the potential of Nigeria. I say, which one? What exactly did he say? We were hearing the same thing, listening to the same person, and didn't hear the same thing. So the reason why our lives are not at the same level is because we didn't see the same thing, and we didn't hear the same thing. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? The reason why our lives are not at the same level is because we are not seeing the same thing and we are not hearing the same thing. Listen, this is what vision does for you. Vision makes you to be on the lookout for something. And what you look out for determines what you locate in life. I went to Abba many years ago for a program and I was just doing a little research. What kind of vehicles are they driving here? I can't remember now whether it was Mercedes car or Volvo. I said, there is no Volvo in this car, in this town or something like that. I had a Volvo that had 5 gears. So I was interested in looking out for Volvo. There's no Volvo in this town. I didn't see anyone until I began to look. One. Before you know it, I went past. Two. Three. Four. And then the Holy Ghost said, what you have not located is what you are not looking out for. What you look out for, what you are on the lookout for, determines what you locate in life. Don't say it is not there. You are not looking for it. That is how vision helps people to uncover opportunities. That is how vision makes you to hear what you are meant to hear. That is going to facilitate that vision. That is how vision makes you to see what you are meant to see. That is going to assist you in the fulfillment of that vision. What does not cross your heart may not cross your eyes. And eventually may not cross your life. Hallelujah. So please ensure that you are not a man without vision. That is why the Bible said to guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So vision is very, very critical for opportunities. It uncovers opportunities. Amen. When I was a young medical doctor, my vision was to lead as many people to Christ as possible within my space of consulting with the patients. And medically, you take what we call social and family history many times. Especially if they present to some situations. The man has liver symptoms. One of the questions you like to ask is, whether, do you drink alcohol? Like, how much of it do you drink? Do you smoke? Like, how much of it do you smoke? And you have to ask those questions so that you can link it with what he's suffering. And if I catch you and you say you smoke, you are not leaving that table that day until I lead you to Christ by force. Do you drink? I've caught you. I've been drinking alcohol. Why are you buying yourself, using your money to drink debt into your system? You need to see the picture of your liver. It's not good. Oh, doctor, is that right? Give your life to Christ now. I led many people to Christ. In fact, before I went into full-time ministry, one of them already became a pastor. Am I communicating at all? That is, if you know what to do, what you will need to get it done will open up. If you know what to do, if you know what you want, how to go about it will begin to open up. How to go about it will begin to open up. The opportunity will open up for the vision. Somebody say aloud, amen. That was how I led the girl to Christ who had done like 12 abortions and had endometrial synecdoche. Her uterus had gummed together and had one-sided fallopian tube because one, she had ectopic pregnancy and one fallopian tube was cut off. And then she had a right renal disease, florid candidiasis. Terrible situation. Plenty of them. I led her to Christ. And one day I saw her in church here. At Area 1. She said, Pastor, you remember me? Long story made short, you led me to Christ. Her gynecological situation was not palatable. It wasn't compatible with even giving birth to a child. But she said she has gone through university. She's graduated as a lawyer. She's done law school. She's married. She has a child. Hallelujah. Vision unveils opportunities. Number 13. Vision facilitates answered prayers. This is very, very exciting. Vision facilitates answered prayers. It is clear through scriptures that God does not only answer the words of our mouth, He also answers the thoughts, the images, the visions of our heart. It does not only answer. The words of our mouth or the prayers from our lips, He answers. How do I say so? Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20. Unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He answers our asking. He answers our thinking. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The Living Bible puts it. Can you put the Living Bible for me on the screen? The Living Bible NIV also. Living Bible first. It said, now glory be to God, who by His mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we will ever dare to ask or even dream of. So He answers what you can ask and answers what you can dream. Allah, Allah. Now look at the New International Version. It now puts it very clear now as imagination. Now unto Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. So God is looking forward to answering what you are asking and also answering what you are imagining. And that imagination is the vision. So if you can imagine it, God will imagine it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If it is not too big for your mind to think, it will not be too big
for your God to give.
Hallelujah. 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 Masha koko bagaya. So you need very, very, that is why the thoughts of your mind, the imaginations of your heart, the visions and the picture in your heart, they matter to your future. There may be the time you may not have the time to pray. At that time, the only thing God wants to pick is, what are you thinking? I'll show that to you just now. What are you imagining? What is the vision? What is the picture on the table of your heart? Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or imagine. He said, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of your life. Out of it. Out of it. Out of it. Now listen to this. God communicates in vision. Come back there. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. Say, in the last days, it shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. It's both the vision, the spiritual vision that you are seeing something like a picture or something, and also the vision of tomorrow that you are visioning about your future. God communicates in visions so he can receive communications from you in visions. Am I communicating? If I pass somewhere, somebody along the road, and I speak Igbo to him, he will reply me in Igbo. In the same manner, God speaks vision and can hear vision. God communicates in visions and can receive vision from you as a communication. Hi. That was why he said in Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 24, Isaiah 65 verse 24, he said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. If I have not called, what is he answering? What is he answering? He is answering my thinking. He is answering my imagining. He's answering what occurs. He just went to the table of my heart and picked what is there. He just went to the table, to the altar of my heart, and he said, don't bother talking because there may not be time now. Let me just pick it. And then when you combine the vision with the asking, it has now become two witnesses. Two or three of you shall agree as touching. There are people, the only thing they do is to talk. They pray. Their mind is empty. There are those, after they are finished praying, the mind is still occupied. It is called the spirit of prayer. The state of continual desire. And so, your mind is continually saying something to God. Even though your mouth is not saying it. Your mind, your heart is saying it. Then, now your mouth now begins to say it. They come into agreement. And and once that agreement happens and God joins with that agreement, a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Hallelujah. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Look at your neighbor, say, don't maintain an empty heart. And maintain a loaded heart. Let your heart desire something. Something positive. Something qualitative. Something profitable. Something impactful. Continually. That is why some people get more out of life than many others. In just a short time, they just get more out of life than many others because they are not applying these forces of scripture. Now, take your seat. I'll show you something. wall of Jericho, sorry, the wall of Jerusalem was broken down. And Nehemiah got the report that the wall was broken down. Look at what he did in Nehemiah chapter 4, chapter 2, and in verse 4 to 5. After Nehemiah had wept and cried for the broken down wall of his people, he went before the king. Then the king said unto me, "For what dost thou make request?" The king said to me, okay, before then, back up a bit. The king said, to Nehemiah, "Your countenance is sad today. Why are you so sad?" And he said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad? When the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire, why should I not be sad?" Then the king said unto him, move on now, "For what dost thou make request?" He was standing before the king, and the king said, "What are you requesting for?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. Verse 5, and I said to the king, "I didn't leave the king's presence, but I have prayed to the God of heaven." Then I replied the king. That is petition at the frequency of thought, at the speed of light. The king said, "What do I do for you?" Then I communicated with God and answered the king. That is wordless communication. Wordless. That is speaking without talking. Yes. That is communicating without words. Ay, 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 ay. Nehemiah said something, and God heard something. And God replied something. And all happened at the speed of light. And Nehemiah began to speak to God right there. I don't know if anybody is getting anything here at all. You know, I said earlier on that the vision is so important, the thought is so important, the imagination is so important, because of when you may not have the time to go out and pray. Did I say so before now? Take your seat. Now look at that. So that is communication at the speed of light. Communication is spirit to spirit, heart to heart. Now look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 13. Hannah did the same. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart. Not with her mouth. She spake in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. The critical thing is that she spake in her heart. So there are two speakings. The mouth speaks and the heart speaks. You ain't saying nothing. Somebody say the mouth speaks and the heart speaks. So the mouth speaks words. The heart speaks vision. The mouth speaks words. The heart speaks thoughts. God hears both. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think or ask or imagine. He's saying whether it is your mouth speaking or it is your heart speaking, I will do both. And now when the two are speaking together, phew, power of agreement. I think if I stop here, I've over-preached tonight. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Amen. Say after me, say, "I have been speaking with my mouth, but from now on, I will also speak with my heart.
I will speak visions. I will speak thoughts. I will speak imaginations, positive imaginations from my heart. And God will hear the speakings of my mouth, and He will hear the speakings of my heart.
Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody say the loud must say amen. Say, Father, I receive the grace to communicate well with my mouth and with my heart.
We arrived one of the countries of the world one day, precisely America. I think many aircrafts must have come from several places. Line, crowd everywhere, joining queue for immigration. That is even before we reached there. As I was coming out of the aircraft, I was just saying in my heart, how I wish we can get an effortless way to just move this without joining queue and just line by line and just waiting. Because one other time, we went to another country of the world in Europe. They came to the aircraft to receive us, that is, immigration, to stamp aircraft and so on. Why, before I could finish, I held her hand, and before I could finish, I'm agreeing. Somebody stood at the very gate of the aircraft with our name, Dr. and Dr. Mr. Nenche. I looked at her, I said, we are the one. Do you know what? This man, not too tall, smallish and brief, you are with us. He just carried us. Open the gate. This place passed. Everybody was on this side. He just passed. He didn't. He just, everyone, as if they knew once they saw him, pass. Give the passport. Pass. Oh. At that time, I said that many times, the things we wanted God to do, if we could only articulate it well, there are prayers that are answered before we prayed.
That may look like a tiny example to you, but any time wastage on the line and anything, you're just deleted.
Straight. Pass like a king. And a queen. Queens. Somebody say amen. I prophesy to you today. Very soon, prayers you have not prayed shall begin to be answered. All that will happen is that you have just imagined in your heart, and it shall be answered. Somebody say the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. The season of answered prayers have come. Shout the loudest amen as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord.
Wow.
Number 14, vision guarantees preservation. And I'll rush now because of time. The person of vision is preserved by his or her vision. Why? Proverbs 29 and in verse 18. The person of vision is preserved by his or her vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. So where there is vision, people can flourish. Now take note of this. How far you see may be a determinant of how long you will live. How far you see. How far you can see. How far you see your life. How far you see yourself going in life may be a determinant of how long you may live, because people perish without vision. Those who don't see far hardly live long. So what is this life? Anybody can go anytime. They talk like that. Hardly. What you see determines what you seize.
To see the future is to seize the future. What you see determines what you seize.
When you can see the future, you are not permitted to end in the present.
If you can see that future, you are not permitted to end in the present.
Those who see the ultimate overcome the immediate. I went to the bedside of one woman. Heart, ischemic heart disease, heart attack, on oxygen. Everything was low. Everything was down. Professor of cardiology was attending. And I said, "Ma, you have 4 children that have not yet married. I am going to pray for you, but I want you to see them. You would like to be in the wedding of this one, isn't it? You like to be in the wedding of this other one. You like to be in the wedding of this one. You like to be in the wedding of that one. You would like to carry their children." I was deliberately giving her pictures. Pictures that will make her cross this pit of death. Heart, ischemic heart disease, heart attack. The heart muscle is broken, bleeding. On oxygen. After that picture and prayer, and then a covenant was made with God. I said, "You will come out of here based on this. I will go with you to your village for a crusade." Different pictures. Picture of children getting married, picture of grandchildren, picture of going to the village for crusade, all were lined up. Under 24 hours, heart enzymes began to return back to normal. Picture of the heart began to return back to normal. Long story made short, discharged in a short time. Child number 1, married. Child number 2, married. Child number 3, married. Child number 4, married. All of them, children. And life is still on. Because the picture was painted. If you can see there, no devil can kill you here. Hey! Hey! Mata seke peko dagaya ya. Lift up your hands and say, "I am seeing there. I am seeing there. I am not going anywhere here. I can't expire here. I have a future. I have a future. I am seen there. I cannot end here." Vision is powerful. Vision is powerful. Vision is powerful. Vision is powerful. I have seen people, please sit down. The person is in the service here too. People fall into depression when they no longer see any reason for life. And people commit suicide when they cannot see any reason to be alive. That vision has ended. I've seen people die without sickness. Man was sick, admitted in the hospital. Hospital is true with him. He was discharged. He said, "No, I'm just tired. Let me just rest." He didn't wake up the next day. Died sickless. Where vision is lacking. People, when I preach on this, I have so many references in my mind. One other time, very precious one, was on the bed and the enemy was giving himself deadline.
Everything pointed to the spirit of death until it was almost like, well, let me just give up. I stood by that hospital side and I said to him, it is not easy for somebody else to take care of another person's children. What? That is, don't try to leave your children for another person to take care of. No matter how bad it is, it's not easy for another person to take care of somebody else's children. They may love you, they may feel for you, but your children are your children, your father is your father. That, he said, he fired an arrow into his spirit like fire. Jerked up and said, I'm not dying. I'm not dying. My children, precious children, who am I leaving them for? No, I'm not dying. Death disappeared. Diagnosis reversed. Terminal diagnosis reversed. Alive. Yesterday, today, till tomorrow. You will fulfill your days. I said you will fulfill your days. The devil is not the determinant of your life. See, I call heaven and earth to witness that I've placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 15, verse 19. Choose life. Somebody say, I choose life. Say it loud, I choose life. I choose the blessing. I shall fulfill my days. I cannot go before my time. I choose life now. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Vision guarantees preservation. And finally, vision guarantees destination. Write the vision, make it plain, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is for an appointed time. At the end, he shall speak. So vision takes you to the end. Vision ensures that you reach the end. The end of your career, the end of your journey, the end of your life. You just reach the end. Listen, where you face determines where you end. You can't face forward and end backward. The road you follow determines the place you end. You don't follow Maiduguri Road and end in Sokoto. You don't follow Port Harcourt Road and end in Lagos. Am I communicating at all? Joseph saw himself in the palace. So no matter how prosperous he was in Potiphar's house, he couldn't end there. No matter how much control he had in the prison, he couldn't end there. Like they say in the village, so far, it is the palace he saw. As far as it was the palace he saw, it was the palace he ended. Genesis chapter 12 and in verse 5. And they went forth, and Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And along the road they stopped. Is that what he said? And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And into the land of Canaan they came. The devil notwithstanding. Witches notwithstanding. Envy notwithstanding. Opposition notwithstanding. Jealousy. Hey! Hey!
check his face, notwithstanding. He is overconfident, notwithstanding.
Look at your neighbor, say, where are you facing? There you will end.
They went forth to go into the land of Canaan and into the land of Canaan. All I can say is just look forward and face forward like a soldier man on the parade ground. Will you answer greeting on such a parade? Somebody insulted you, will you leave the parade? Hey! You can answer them later. After you have reached your destination. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise.
Look at your neighbor, say, no parking, no stopping, no waiting, no U-turn. Say, I am moving. I will keep moving. No waiting, no stopping, no parking, no U-turn. Forward ever.
Remain standing.
They are showing us soldier from. Okay. Listen to this. Anywhere your vision stops, there your motion stops. Anywhere. And listen to this. The end of your vision has become the place of your destination. That is, if you are going from here to Lagos and your vision ended in Lokoja, Lagos can no longer be your destination. Your destination has become Lokoja. The end of your vision has become the place of your destination. Where your vision ended is the place where your destination is confirmed. What is the meaning? To go beyond where you are, you must see beyond where you are. How many of you can see yourself beyond where you are? How many of you can see yourself beyond where you are? How many of you believe that you are not just in a time to come? You are not just looking for a house to rent, but you are looking for properties to buy and give to people. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise. Give the Lord a louder shout of victory. Very, very soon, there are things that you will no longer consider a testimony. I bought a car, it's not a testimony. It's a matter of how many cars I've given to people. I got a house, it's no longer a testimony. It's a matter of how many estates I have built and given to people to live in. I travel to America, it's no longer a testimony. Am I communicating at all? It's not a testimony because your vision is bigger than that. Somebody say a loud amen. If you don't take anything home tonight, just ensure that you don't exist with an empty heart. There are two speakings. The speaking of the mouth and the speaking of the heart. Don't let only your mouth be speaking. Let your heart be speaking. Speaking vision. Speaking imagination,
speaking thinkings that are positive. And when the speech of your mouth merges with the speech of your heart, the two of them are agreed. And it becomes formidable. Beyond that tonight, one of the things that God is anointing us with is the garment of favor. When I say that vision unveils opportunities, it is also important to know that opportunities come with favor. Vision is the way of favor. As long as Joseph was a man of vision, he was a man of favor. He was a man of opportunity. He was a beloved man. As far as David, Daniel, were people of vision. They never lacked favor. It's a new day for us. Our time is so much gone. But even if it is 2 minutes or 3 minutes, prayer time will take and we'll pray on the subject. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For the power
of vision.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For vision.
For vision.
The impact
of vision.
I receive
the grace
to walk
in the realm of vision.
Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Philippians chapter 1 and in verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which had begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and pray after me. Say, Father, thank you for the grace, the strength, and the help in this fast so far. Thank you for your continual strength till completion. Oh Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the grace, the strength, and the help in this fast so far. Thank you for continual strength to completion. Lord, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice in prayer. Rekoto kobra gatakaya kababara nagaya. Eleketo kobra gabara. Reketa kabra gadi. Ribebebebebe redagalaya gada kabra gababara nagaya gada. Rekato kobra gele kabara hateke soko kobra gada. Eregedegedege bra gababara nagaya gala gabara gada. Ribeheto koso kobra gababara ni. Ikelebe redegebara nagaya gada. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Thank you, Lord, for strength. Thank you, Lord, for help. Thus far, elegabara, yeketo kobra gada, ikekeke kabara daga ya, iraba baba la bara daga la gada kabra kala bara da, ilaga bara daga la ya gada kabra kala bara daga da, ilaga bara daga la ya gada kabra kala bara daga da, ikeko bobo boro, liketo so kobra gada gada, liga bara daga ya gala gada kabra gada gada, kide golo bara gada.
Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. We are praying. Say, Father, thank you for the testimony, the victories, and divine intervention in the course of this fast. So far, to you alone be all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Again, Father, thank you for the testimonies, the victories, and divine intervention in the course of this fast. So far, to you alone be all the praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and begin to talk to God. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies, for the victories, for divine intervention in the course of this fast so far. Do you alone be all the praise? Do you alone be all the glory? Do you alone be all the honor? Do you alone be all adoration? We magnify you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the testimonies, for the victories, for divine intervention in the course of this fast. We magnify your name, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We worship you, Lord. For every testimony, we say thank you. For every victory, we say thank you. For every intervention, we say thank you. Do you be praise? Do you be glory? Do you be honor? Do you be adoration?
Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the intervention. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Say a louder amen. The book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he had made us accepted in the beloved. Pray with me this way. Say, Father, thank you for the privilege of acceptance as your beloved. I ask that this privilege will be visibly manifested in my life, family, church, dynamis, and nation, Nigeria, this year, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for the privilege of acceptance as your beloved. I ask that this privilege will be visibly manifested in my life, family, church, dynamis, nation, Nigeria, this year, Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice, let's establish it. Like a poko shakata, brada da 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 da, like a poko shakata, lare peketo, zuparate selemo, jaya da 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 da. We ask for this privilege, like a poko shakata, lete reketo ba, rape. Thank you for the privilege of acceptance as your beloved. Father, we thank you.
Psalm 5 verse 12, read it together. It says, for thou, Lord, will bless the righteous,
with favor will thou compass him as with a shield. Lift up your voice and say, Father, thank you for the clothing of favor. I ask that your robe of favor will be visible on my life, my family, a church, Tsunami, and our nation, Nigeria, in this season. Father, thank you for the clothing of favor. I ask that your robe of favor should be visible on my life, on our family, on our church, on Tsunami, on our nation, on Nigeria, in this season. Oh Lord, lift up your voice and pray.
Lift up your hands and appreciate him. Honor him, adore him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration.